Swan TAFE is one of the providers of the Adult Migrant English programme, which allows on arrival adult migrants 510 hours of English. Some of these students come in the day, part-time courses, full-time courses, some come in the evening. And the ones who come in the evening are the ones who tend to be working in the day. They work mainly in factories or in other work of this sort. And they still want to improve their English levels, but they can't come in the day because they're working. So evening classes we run for 5 hours a week, 2.5 on Monday, 2.5 on Wednesday. And usually the students, they're different from the day students. The day students have 3 hours in the day and then they have the rest of the day to relax, to learn, to do homework and to do their settlement, to solve their settlement issues. Evening students work and you notice when you ask them, what time did you get up? They'll say 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and you start to realise that these people, they're working 10-hour, if not 11, some even 12-hour days, and then have the time to come to English class, although it's only twice a week. However, in the first weeks, you'll get full attendance, 20 students, but after a few weeks, numbers will drop. It's because they're tired. They've been working. They say, OK, I'll miss English this time, but I'll go next week. And of course, next week doesn't always happen. So I wanted some way of bringing the students together, of reminding them about English, to give them that little push, that little impetus that they will remember and come to class. That was one reason why I started using SMS texting to the students. Another reason is that they tend, in the classes I was having, they tend to be low literacy. They may have had only little primary education. They may come from different cultures where different alphabets or Chinese where they read characters. So they may not have had too much exposure to learning English reading, learning English writing. So apart from the inclusion issue, the contact, the making part of the community by sending out texts to them, I saw texting as a way of giving them exposure to texts, to written texts, that they would act on.
So for many of them, the initial motivation was there. What you were trying to find is a way of keeping them interested, keeping them involved, keeping them feeling part of a group.
Yes, that's right. Recently, I noticed that our college had the Red Coal system, which is a bulk text program, which enables a lecturer or administration staff to send out SMS texts on the computer and receive them on the computer. So I thought this could be a way of involving the students more. So I started using it. First of all, I asked for permission in class when I asked for their mobile numbers. And the first text I sent them using the system was one of permission. Is it okay if we proceed? And okay, nobody refused. Nobody said, I don't want to be part of it. So I used this for sending them reminders of school by also sending them little exercises in English, like write down three words to describe your house or tell me what you don't like about Australia. But with the proviso that they didn't have to reply by text. There are costs involved, both for the organisation and for the students if they reply by texts. So writing down the answers was quite acceptable. But the point was that they were receiving and reading and acting on a written text, which for them was, I think, is very important. Motivationally, I used to send two messages a week, one before each lesson, maybe a day before the lesson. And I think it made them part of the community of the of the school, of the college, that they were always reminded that class was on. There was obviously no obligation that they had to come, but they were reminded, and I think it gave them the little spurt, the little push over to come to class. And I think the attendance of the term, when I started using this SMS system, the attendance was much better, and the bonding in the class was very good.
Philip, many of these students face very real challenges in coming, say, from overseas.
Yes.
Coming to a new place, settling in, finding a house, as you mentioned, and so on. Mm-hmm. So there are many issues, and I guess going to class is just one more thing that they've got to cope with. If the motivation is not kept up, they can easily lose heart?
They will, yes. They'll get disinterested and not attend anymore. And of course, they won't. Their English won't improve as much as it could do. I was surprised that when I was thinking, how can I do something to improve the motivation, that all of them, all of their migrant students, some of them have only been in the country for a few months, they all had mobile phones, and more importantly, they all knew how to use them. There was no actual teaching of the use of the technology. Those students who didn't have mobile phones had access with their partners or family members. So that's a very important point, especially for today's youth, that they do know the technology very well. They do know how to use it. It's technology they have access to and they have skills with.
Philip Nichols from Swan TAFE in Perth. And if you want to find out more about literacy initiatives around Australia, go to the website of the Australian Council for Adult Literacy, www.acal.edu.au. That's acal.edu.au.